Feeling overwhelmed? Come to me. Words from Jesus.
Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns, once and for all, on Him. For He cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. 1 Peter 5:7. When you feel under pressure, take a pause and come to me. At times there may be more to do than you can possibly get to, but you can add to the pressure by allowing yourself to become overwhelmed and anxious. Sometimes you feel overwhelmed because you've taken on more than you should, and you may need to evaluate what you are reasonably able to do. If you are facing unusual circumstances or conditions that are out of your control, bring your burdens to me and trust that I will give you my sustaining grace and empower you to do the tasks. Trust that I will give you the anointing and grace for the priority things that you need to do. If you're feeling strained and your schedule is overflowing, come to me with all your burdens and cares, knowing that I care for you. I have said that my yoke is easy and my burden is light, if you come to me for my rest. That is as true today as it was thousands of years ago when I walked on earth. But in order for that promise to be a reality in your life, you have to come to me and seek my presence. If there seems to be too much work to do, ask me for the solution. I will give you the guidance and faith you need as you commit your ways to me and trust in me. I may show you that some of the projects that you feel pressed to do are not as timely as you think, or perhaps I'll show you a faster, easier way to accomplish your goals. Seek me and let me help you establish your priorities and commit the outcomes into my hands. My precious one, do not be fearful for the future. For as you come to me, I will give you rest. I will strengthen you, renew your inspiration, and restore once again the joy of your salvation and the joy of your labors. I will never suffer you to be moved, and I will always sustain you as you cast your burdens on me. Have I not promised to supply all that you need, including the strength, stamina, and grace you need for the job, situation, or problem at hand? You cannot see all that I have in store for you, but as you wait on me with trusting faith, you will see the solutions to the problems and find strength for the tasks before you. Strength to run the race. The long-lasting cure for overwhelm is a regular, nourishing communion with me and resting in me. At times, it will also take going at a slower pace, a pace where you don't feel so rushed, or that you have to fit in too many tasks or have too many work hours in your day. Determine to concentrate on your work and then cut off, go for a walk, enjoy a hobby, read a book, or spend time with friends and loved ones. If you want to have the strength to keep running the race, you must take time with me. Otherwise, eventually, you'll find yourself drained dry and running on empty. When you reach the point that you feel overloaded, stressed out, and under pressure, you need to replenish your spiritual reserves in order to continue trusting, placing your hope in me, and fighting the good fight of faith. When people become overwhelmed, they can faint in their minds, and they can faint altogether when they get burned out. You've run a long race, you've been fighting the fight of faith for a long time, and you've done well. It's only human that now and again you will feel battle-weary, especially when you have suffered some injuries and are in need of healing. Battle wounds are nothing to be ashamed of, but they do need to be tended to. Remember that you are in this for the long haul, and if you expect to keep running the race, you need to pace yourself, recognize your limitations, and do your part to live a balanced life. It starts with taking time with me every day and keeping that appointment with me no matter what. It is also important to get regular exercise and time outdoors and take care of yourself physically. This not only boosts your inspiration level and relieves stress, but it also helps you to feel good about yourself. It also helps to reassess your work schedule when you are feeling overwhelmed. Anytime you work on big projects with short deadlines, when the project is completed, it is a good time to reassess your schedule and seek me for ways to adjust it back to a more balanced pace. Otherwise, the tendency can be for that to become a way of life and your daily standard. Slot some time to take care of some of the projects that you've gotten behind in. When you get behind in these sort of things, it can become almost a constant reminder that there are things that you're not getting to, which enhances your feeling of overwhelm, making you feel like you're barely keeping your head above water. Take time to fellowship with your friends and loved ones, and this will give you the close communication and bond with others that is so important to your personal happiness. As you enlarge the borders of your tent to give of yourself to others, this will be a great blessing for both you and them. Fainting in your mind? Consider him who endured. You've heard of the term, "My brain is fried." It's similar to the verse about people fainting in their minds. If your mind faints, then your body will soon follow. When you're feeling burned out and overwhelmed, even the thought of your work or the problems you are dealing with is enough to fritz you. Your brain is fried. It has fainted, and it needs a rest. It needs to recuperate. That's why time spent in my word is so important, because it is input for your mind, and your mind affects your attitude and your outlook. My word and other inspirational writings enlighten your mind, and you become inspired and positive, and you realize that, by my grace, you will be able to handle the load, the work, the problems, or whatever I allow to come your way. If you haven't taken that quiet time with me to receive the inspiration, the spiritual nourishment, the vision, then your mind isn't prepared to handle things as well when they come up. If this happens over a long period of time, then you can become weary and faint in your mind. Your outlook can become progressively overcast and downhearted. You have to take the time to be strengthened in the Word and receive inspiration on a daily basis to inspire you daily so your mind doesn't faint. You can't neglect your time with me, communing with me, resting in my arms and being fed, because it's your strength and joy, your spiritual nourishment, and your daily bread. I see your heart, and I know that your greatest desire is to accomplish good things for my kingdom. But the true good of the kingdom will only be accomplished through me and through my working in you according to my will. In order for my spirit to work in and through you, you must have time set apart with me. Let my joy be your strength. As you look to me and draw your answers from me, you will find that you can enjoy life and the work and responsibilities I've given you. As you put your trust in me, knowing that I love you and want to bless you, you will find rest and peace for your soul. As you seek me first, all these other things will be added to you, and you will find that your joy and love and peace are being restored in full measure. Thank you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.